And open them to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I bring an awful lot of greetings from Mexico. All of you ex-missionaries, been back for a while. Every one of you were mentioned to me during this time when I was there. I had a real good time. I came back. I'm tired. I was tired. Wore out. I think I'm getting too old to do some of this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want to read three verses. 16, 17, and 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's pray. Father, you know every heart and life that's here today. We ask you, Lord, that you would, by your Holy Spirit, take your word and suit it to meet the need of every person here. Give me a freedom and ease to speak that only you can give. And Lord, we commit this meeting into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Now that's actually some of my favorite verses, and I can preach on them many, many times. I think it's what the church ought to be doing. I think in these three verses is a real simple outline for your Christian life. He said right here, rejoice evermore. Amen. Well, I don't care what your problems are today. If you're saved, your sins are forgiven, you're on the road to heaven, why aren't you rejoicing?
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
You got a problem? You got a problem with your car, you got a problem with your wife, you got a problem with your kid, you got a problem with cancer or diabetes or a heart problem or whatever. So what? Rejoice evermore. Amen?
Amen.
So that ought to be the attitude of every Christian. And I think too many Christians do not do enough rejoicing.
Amen.
I mean, you're not thinking about what God's given you.
Right.
All right. Have all my sins forgiven? You ought to rejoice for that, if nothing else. I mean, you're not going to die. It's just going to be an end to throw you in the grave and be like a mule and just lay there. No. You're going to be met by Jesus.
Amen.
Going to be welcomed into the presence of God. You're going to never have a cold again. Never pass another kidney stone. Some of you are thankful for that. Think of all the things you've got already. You ought to be rejoicing all the time. Christians ought to be walking along with a spring in their step, just popping up and down. Amen, Brother John. When I said spring in the step down there, he couldn't figure out how to translate it. They say I give all the translators real problems because some of my sayings, you know, up the creek without a paddle, spring in the step, and other things like that. But you ought to have a spring in your step. You're saved.
Amen.
You're born again. You're a spiritual being. You belong to God Almighty.
Amen.
What in the world are you doing walking around all downcast?
Amen.
And then look at verse 18. And everything give thanks. He said, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.